Presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, is proposing to cancel student debt for nearly all the students who have it and to make public college free. Speaking at a CNN town hall last night at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire, Warren said she wants to pay for her plan with a 2% tax on people worth more than $50 million.
If we put that 2-cent wealth tax in place on the 75,000 largest fortunes in this country, we can do universal child care for every baby 0 to 5, universal pre-K, universal college, and knock back the student loan debt burden for 95% of our students and still have nearly $1 trillion left over.
Warren was one of 5 Democratic presidential candidates to take part in last night's 5-hour CNN town hall-style event in front of about 500 college students. Reporter Todd Bookman explains how this made-for-TV version of a New Hampshire tradition came together.
CNN decided, for better or worse, that what voters needed most on a Monday in April was an evening full of live interviews.
Live from New Hampshire, the first major candidate event of the 2020 presidential campaign. Sanders, Harris, Warren, Klobuchar, Buttigieg on the same stage, back to back.
The WrestleMania-style promotion may not be in complete harmony with the Benedictine traditions of St. Anselm College in Manchester, but so it goes. The school has long played an important role in the New Hampshire primary, and here it was again, serving as the backdrop.
It's our state sport, essentially, politics, and this is certainly an epic event for our state.
This is Neil Levesque with the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. Harvard's Institute also sponsored the event. It was no easy lift getting it off the ground.
The logistics of these things are actually quite complex. So you think about all of the people from CNN and Harvard, all the students. Now, that means food and water for all those people. You have to keep them all well fed. Then you have green rooms.
Separate green rooms. It's not like Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders get their makeup done side by side. The 3 other participants were South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, California Senator Kamala Harris, and Amy Klobuchar. The Minnesota senator kicked off the event right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour.
It's good to have you. Let's get right to the questions. Let's
start. The portion was moderated by CNN's Chris Cuomo.
Our first question in our audience is John Auer, freshman at Harvard from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. What do you have, John?
Hi, Senator.
Hey, John.
You serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Should
the House Judiciary Committee move forward with impeachment proceedings against President Trump?
The questions, which came from students in the audience, ranged from college debt to climate change to the nutritional content of high school lunches. Speaking just before the event, Sam Feist, CNN's Washington bureau chief, said it was important to have a younger audience asking questions that mattered to them.
A really important demographic within the Democratic Party and potentially could be a decisive demographic.
Cassie Moran is firmly in that coveted demographic. She's a senior at St. A's studying international relations.
People want to be heard and they feel ignored, especially younger people. So by gearing the event towards them, it's sort of ensuring they get involved and engaging them in the process more.
Moran wasn't able to score a seat for Monday night's event, but she did find a way in the door. She volunteered to be a seat filler. If anyone in the audience had to run to the bathroom during the 5-hour slog, she got to slip into their seat to make sure the room looked full for the cameras, like they do at the Oscars.
I figured this was my best shot at actually getting in there.
It's not a job that needs to be filled at your typical New Hampshire town hall. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Todd Bookman.